Go simple, go deep. This year we are committing ourselves to growth. And I have to say it does make me a little nervous saying that up front here in public in the pulpit. Because there's one kind of mindset that says growth is easy to measure. Either your numbers go up or they don't. So it's easy to measure, which means it's easy to fail. And that makes me nervous, of course. But growth is kind of easy to mark if you think of it only as numbers, people in the pews and souls in the building. And those numbers are important for sure. But we know that growth is also about what kind of impact we are having, how we are seen and received beyond these walls, whose lives we are changing. All of those things are growth too. We have slightly fewer than normal people here this morning, and I will bet you dollars to donuts that is because a lot of our members are out working to make the Westcott Festival a thing. Because it's not just our booth that our members are involved in, but it might be the Syracuse Gate Choir and the Axe, and there are so many organizations we are involved in. That's part of our impact out there in the community, those folks who are making those things happen. But still, to stand up here and say we're risking change and we want to grow, it means that things will change, and you're seeing some of the things that are changing as a way of making room for growth. Last week, on the front of our order of service, we had a new logo that we're using. This summer, we upgraded our database to a program called Breeze. Folks on the Board of Trustees have started to tease me that perhaps I should be an advertisement for this thing. Because I really like it. But in the next couple of months, we'll be rolling it out so that members have access to it. And I'll admit I'm a little overenthusiastic, and I'm not much of a database geek, but I do know that this community having the ability to easily get phone numbers or emails of each other in this day and age is a really important thing, especially if we're going to grow. Being able to see who's visiting and who is interested in joining, it's essential to our growth. Making communication easier among us is essential to our growth. And of course, this year we have Marty with us, our intern. Hiring an intern as a way of staffing for growth is a great idea. There are a lot of complex theories about how to grow a church. Use more tech. Get a band for Sunday services, add alternate services, have potlucks, lots of potlucks. Be on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram all the time. Make sure there's always something that folks want to come to. Make a podcast, live stream your service. Busy, busy, busy. Go simple, go deep. Marty and I both read a book this summer entitled Simple Church by Thomas Rainier. His basic point in the book is, simply put, that churches tend to over-program. They tend to have an overly complex mission and vision, and then they drift away from it. In white culture, that value often shows up as busyness, and even over-busyness. It's easy to judge the health of a congregation, we think, by how busy it is. Rainier's point is, do less, but do it deeper and do it better. Find your strength and work from there. We, I think, most of the time are really good at welcoming folks, not just in a friendly, kind of way, but really inviting people to join in with us and travel with us. We are good at connecting people, and we can build on that. Thomas Rainier suggests that it helps to distill the vision of a church to three words, and gerunds work best. Something like connecting, growing, serving. Connecting, belonging, transforming. And then once you figure out what those three words are, make sure that everything you do as a community is in line with those three words. For example, say our three words were connecting, belonging, transforming. Any decision we make would need to serve the purpose of connecting people, helping them to belong, or transforming them or the world around us. It's that simple. So you start looking at things. Do the signs here in this building help people feel like they belong? How are our bathrooms? Answer the same questions. Should we add another chalice circle to our schedule? Well, how will that group help folks to connect or belong? How will it help them transform? Does that mythical path to membership exist in a way that is clear and understandable? Does it help people to connect and to belong? Now, I don't know what our three words should be. Maybe we as a congregation can do some thinking and talking about that over the next few months. But let's not forget that church should be simple. Go simple and go deep. But what often keeps people from being simple or from accepting the simple? Sometimes it's traditionalism. Well, we've always done it that way. And the joke is, of course, in churches, if you do it for 3 years, then people say we've always done it that way. I mean, that way is not that long of a time. Sometimes we lack a clear vision. We pile on program after program and meeting after meeting because we don't really have a clear vision and we don't know how to say yes or to say no in a healthy fashion. It's a good thing to say no, but you need to know why you're saying it. Fear. Many leaders fear the consequences of even suggesting the elimination of some long-loved program. It takes courage to say no or yes. Coasting. This is a little kind of like fear. Some leaders just don't want to rock the boat. They just want to keep, you know, it's okay, everything's going fine. We can just coast for a little while. And I think a failure to evaluate. We don't always think about how is it what we're doing? How is it going? It can be hard to evaluate. So why should we go simple? First and foremost, I think if we take the time to focus our ministries, they might actually be deeper and more meaningful. And we will more likely be able to transform people in a positive way. Second, how many times have you heard the words, I don't think we're going to have the volunteers to do that? And I don't think that's because we lack volunteers. We have great volunteers in this church. But it may be indicative that we're trying to do too much. Third, I think we need to be about attracting a variety of age groups in this church community. Most of the folks I know under 35 are working really, really hard. And they have neither the time nor sometimes the patience for meetings for the sake of meetings. They would rather do the planning in an efficient way and then have the event be the thing that draws people together. There was a wonderful time in our history where meetings were not only a place where you planned things, but they were also a place where you gathered together, you checked in on each other, you caught up with the news, you found out what was going on in the church. But for most, that time has really passed. For many folks, information sharing and detail planning are done in emails or texts or messages. And some may see this dependent on technology as a distraction, which of course it surely can be, but I also believe it can be a really wonderful thing. Say we wanted to plan a monthly soup and bread dinner for our church as a way of creating connection and giving folks an opportunity to meet people at the church in a time away from Sunday morning. We don't actually need to spend 2 hours each month in a meeting planning for that soup and salad dinner that happens once a month. You can get people together at the beginning of the year, set some dates, set up a sign-up routine, develop your public relations, your advertising program for it, and then for the rest of the year, the volunteer time is not spent in meetings, but in actually hosting wonderful dinners where folks can connect and make meaningful relationships. The folks I know who are under 35, 40 or 35 want real community. They can get all the busyness they want at work. They can get great art and music on their phones. They can listen to great TED Talks for inspiration. But a place where they are welcomed in, treated with respect, asked to delve deep, encouraged to be curious, held in relationship. That is unusual. And we have that in spades. It doesn't happen very often out there, but it happens a lot here. That's what we have to offer people, and we need to not cover it up with busyness. This vision of ours to grow will mean we will be considering different kinds of change. We will consider questions about worship and membership, finances and building, how we do religious education, how our children are included in the life of this place, how their parents are included. We will be growing in numbers as new people join us. Things will change. Coffee hour might look different in a few months. Better even, who knows? It will make some of us anxious, and it will make some of us excited. But let's not get lost in that anxiety, in that excitement. Let's simplify the complex. Our vision is to grow, our mission is to share the saving message of Unitarian Universalism. Everything we do this year needs to be focused on that. Go simple, go deep. In a world without end, may this be so. Amen.